This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. China's state media said Saturday its space program landed a spacecraft on the surface of Mars for the first time. Plans call for a rover to stay in the lander for a few days of diagnostic tests before rolling down a ramp to explore an icy area of Mars. It will join an American one that arrived on the Red Planet in February. China becomes the third country to land on Mars following a failed Soviet mission in 1971 and nine successful U.S. landings between 1976 and 2021. Israeli planes renewed airstrikes in Gaza early on Saturday, and Hamas militants responded by firing rockets into Israel with their battle in a fifth day as U.S. and Arab diplomats seek an end to the violence. Palestinian medical officials claim at least 132 people have been killed in Gaza since Monday, including 32 children and 21 women and 950 others wounded. Israeli authorities say eight are dead there, including a soldier patrolling the Gaza border and six civilians, including two children. Ahead of a session of the UN Security Council on Sunday to discuss the situation, an envoy from U.S. President Joe Biden's administration flew in on Friday. Israel is being accused of manipulating the media and using a false report Friday to confuse Hamas. The military had clarified a report about ground troops attacking in the Gaza Strip, but it came after several major news outlets had erroneously reported a ground offensive was underway. Israeli commentators said on local television Friday that while the army attempts to play down the incident as a misunderstanding, the media was used to lure Hamas militants into